Hello, and welcome to In Conversation With, a podcast from the Lancet Regional Health Southeast Asia. It's February 2026, and I'm Bhavani Niveta. Our March issue is going to be dedicated to observance of World Tuberculosis Day, and we have some interesting articles alongside our editorial on tuberculosis coming out. Today, we are delighted to be joined by Dr. Kunchak Dorji, Assistant Professor from John Hopkins School of Medicine, whose new research on comprehensive tuberculosis screening and preventive treatment in congregate settings of India is getting published in our March issue. Good evening, Dr. Dorji. We are happy to have you here.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
So let me start with a basic question. I'm sure our listeners would be interested in knowing more about the planning of the study. Could you briefly take us through your experience of designing and implementing this research?
So let me first start by sharing some of the inspirations why we implemented this study. So when I was a child, I lived in these boarding schools, and I saw a lot of tuberculosis cases. My friends had TB. So TB was prevalent right when I was young. I've seen this. And then I, as a medical doctor in the Delhi hospital where we implemented this study, I was seeing so many TB cases and realized that we did not have a proper public health approach. We were treating patients one-on-one basis. At that time, we implemented a TB Reach project, which basically is going out into the community for the first time, screening people for active TB. When I was working as a medical officer in the TB hospital, we received a grant from the UN Stop TB, TB Reach Department to do active case finding. And when we were doing the active case finding, we detected very high number of TB cases. And we treated those. And then active case finding has been happening ever since. But then we realized that the TB rates were never really going down. And then when I was at Johns Hopkins, we know that TB preventive therapy is something that we could add on to the program to make this more efficacious, make this more effective. And we know from past studies that TBT works. A lot of mathematical modeling studies have shown that. But largely in Southeast Asia, globally, at a community level, at a population level, reduction of TB rates has really not been demonstrated. All the TPT studies have been done in context or in hospital-based studies. So there is also a need, especially in this phase of TB elimination, right, to reduction of TB disease as well as infection on the population level. And so that's when we started to implement both latent TB screening and active TB disease screening and providing preventive therapy. So when we designed this study, one important aspect that I would mention is engaging the community. When we started, we met with the school leadership, we met with the home mothers where the children were residing, because the home mothers were the ones who were going to supervise the TPT. And we also engaged them even at the design phase into how we are going to do things. And we created a lot of awareness because people do not have at that time, which was almost 8 years ago, what is latent TB? People did not know. So the concept of latent TB was new. So we had an extensive education program as well. And we answered questions from the community. We even sensitized the doctors, the nurses. And the community really felt that it is a program that belonged to them. They took ownership of the program. So that helped a lot in terms of being able to, number one, uptake of the screening, number two, supporting our team, and number three, being able to achieve high treatment adherence. So all of those helped in us being able to move from community to community and then do this program at a scale that we were able to do.
That's really fascinating to know, Dr. Dorji. It has been very interesting also to learn more about what went into this research. And it will help our readers to gain more perspectives on your findings. So coming to my next question, what do you think are the key takeaways from this research, considering the limitations, as you told earlier, there were difficulties to conduct a community-based study. So considering the limitations as well, could you expand more on the important findings from this research?
So there are a few messages that I would like to convey from this study. Number one, the World Health Organization, the NTB strategy. So there it is very clearly mentioned that we need a breakthrough in TB vaccine or a diagnostic tool or a new therapeutic by 2025 to be able to achieve TB elimination. Right, by the NTB target years, like 2030, 2035. From this study, what we realized is if you really use good public health, even using the existing tools of TB control that we have, right, screening for latent TB infection, that like even simple tuberculin skin testing, or we now have other testing modes, and then TPT. Essentially, good public health, you can achieve and reduce TB rates significantly. From this study, we demonstrated that active TB disease rates declined by more than 80% in a community of very high TB prevalence over a period of 8 years, which is a big achievement, right? And then we also saw that even within a span of 1 year, TB rates declined significantly. For example, latent TB infection prevalence reduced by almost 60% in a span of 1 year, you know, when we longitudinally screened people. So one message that I would like to convey is that it is possible to bring down TB rates significantly using the existing tools. The second one that I wanted to convey is focus on latent TB infection, focusing on TB infection. Right? Right now, our programs are mostly geared toward detecting TB disease. Globally, we are lacking on a national level what is the new prevalence of new TB infection, or how many people are getting TB, new TB infection, right? Or what is the rate of uptake of TPT? We have good data only for people living with HIV. We do not have good data for other communities. So there has to be a renewed focus on latent TB infection screening if we want to eliminate TB. If we do not pay attention to latent TB and providing TPT, we cannot eliminate TB. I can say that for sure. So the second message that I want to convey is we need a good system of detecting latent TB infection, providing TB preventive treatment, and integrate that system. For example, for India, we have a very good, Nikshe, right? It's a data management system that manages data for active TB, but we can integrate latent TB infection surveillance into that also. Right now, the concept of surveilling for latent TB infection is not there. It's really not there. And we need that. We need that. It is high time we need that. I know that it is difficult to do it on a community level because there are so many latent TB infection, but then maybe we can target communities and then go step by step, right? High-risk communities, let's say, or congregate settings, for example. So those are some of the key messages that I would like to convey from our study.
We appreciate the value the study has brought towards strengthening TB preventive treatment for the country. And so we would also like to know, what are the implications of these findings, particularly with respect to policy for TB preventive treatment? And what could be the future research needs in this area?
So there are several policy implications from this study. So number one, TPT is outlined in the National Strategic Plan. 5-year NSP, TPT is there. Now the gap is actually implementing it. And we know that TPT is being implemented in certain contexts, in household contexts, let's say, but it is still not being able to scale up widely, right? And in congregate settings, that is another area where TPT can be implemented. So from policy perspective, I do think that with this study, the reach of the TPT, screening for TB infection and then providing TPT, that should definitely be scaled up. It should reach a larger population segments in addition to just household contacts, right? So that's one area that I would. And then for particularly for children, and that can be another focus also, because we have a significant school children population, adolescents, and we know from this study and also from PAS that most of the children, they have recently acquired tuberculosis, right? So that shows that there is active transmission happening. So that transmission could be interrupted. And then also reactivation of latent TB and preventing, you know, TB disease progression. So those all could be intervened through tuberculosis screening, detecting TB early, and then providing preventive therapy. And then the third thing, now we all know that TB infection, there is a significant proportion of asymptomatic TB, a significant proportion of subclinical TB, right? And they are actively causing transmission. So it makes it surveilling for latent TB infection all the more important, because when you actually do the surveillance for latent TB infection, what happens is then you are also detecting those asymptomatic TB cases, right? So you are preventing TB transmission. So that also, you know, screening policies for asymptomatic TB. So that is also very important. And then from TPT implementation standpoint, we saw that people with comorbidities, let's say, for example, seizure or hepatitis. So there are no clear-cut guidelines. So we need better guidelines as to how we are going to implement TPT in certain parts. Because these are people who are also receiving many concomitant medications, like anti-epileptic drugs. Some of the doctors are not sure, actually, they were not confident as to prescribing TPT for these people. Whereas these are the people who may be actually at a higher risk of TB disease. So these are the people who may be in need of TPT more. So we definitely need to have these clear guidelines, right? So those are some of the policy implications from this study for the country as well.
And before concluding, considering World TB Day, Tuberculosis Day, could you share your views on what could be your message for TB elimination for India? Like, what do you think is a priority area for the country should be now?
So first of all, I really wanted to say that India has made huge progress, right? Especially in terms of TB elimination. There is this entire TB Mukt Bharat campaign. There is a TB-free TB Mukt Panchayat campaign also that is happening. And there is positive energy at district level. There is positive energy at the state level. There is positive energy at the national level. Now that energy, that dedication needs to be channeled toward achieving this next milestone of bringing down TB rates significantly, as we were able to do in this study, right? So one thing that could be possibly be done is maybe scale this up for entire school across India. Why not? Right? We could, you know, that could be done. It is a possible. It could be done in a phased manner, right? Government of India can take up screenings for entire schools and provide preventive therapy for those. So that's one, right? And then another thing for India that I would think it is important is reduction of stigma. Right. I think social stigma is extremely important. If we want to achieve TB elimination, we have to be able to overcome social stigma. So there has to be significant educational campaign targeted toward overcoming social stigma. When we do these campaigns, you know, we don't want people with latent TB infection to get stigmatized. And if we do not do a proper education campaign, the people even with latent TB infection, they can get stigmatized too. So there has to be a very systematic and a positive, you know, communication happening.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Dorji. It's been a pleasure talking to you. You can read Dr. Dorji's research online now at thelancet.com. And thank you for listening to this episode of In Conversation With. Remember, you can subscribe to In Conversation With The Lancet Regional Health Southeast Asia wherever you usually get your podcasts.